What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on 101.3 FM. Here's a sneak peek of this week's show.
This was such a golden opportunity for me to do this music. This is the stuff I grew up with my hairbrush and the mirror singing. And I don't have aspirations of crossing over into this full time, but I do love the songs. And Tony has a huge background. He was, as a teenager, playing in bars, piano bars, and improv and all of this. And I thought, I knew this side of Tony, but I thought the world doesn't know the side of Tony. They've got to hear that. And also, there was a statement of standing on probably the most revered recital hall in the world for song recital and presenting an entire half of American music saying, this has merit on the concert stage. Because Tony pointed out, Jerome Kern is really our Schubert.
It is got to be fun to return and work with Alan. And it was so funny. I was going to look it up and I'd hit translate for something on my computer. And I looked up and indeed Il Complesso Barocco had been translated to the Complex Baroque. And I thought, that's a great, I hadn't actually thought about that. And it's got to be fun when you have Thurobo and you have harpsichord and these, you know, these great instrumentalists. I was like, that's so fitting. But yeah. I was curious, I obviously, Alan, going through and doing some of this research, were there some fun conversations as things came together and the different things that would be coming from Orlandi and Handel and Monteverdi?
Oh, yeah. We spent hours together in a couple different cities. He would, you know, graciously come to where I was rehearsing or performing, and we spent hours at the harpsichord sort of going through these piles of manuscripts he had pulled together, and the discussions were great because the Kaiser, the Lasciami Piangere, I wasn't sold on at first. I looked at it and it kind of went dun da din dun di dun fa din da da dun dun da. I said, oh, I don't know, it seems kind of banal, Alan, I don't know. And he goes, okay, we won't do it. And then the next time we met up, I think it was in Milan, he comes up, he's like, Joyce, do me a favor, just take one more look at this. And sure enough, I did. And I was like, he's like, trust me, Joyce, I think this one's really special. And so I took him at his word, and sure enough, we found something great. Same vice versa for the Porta. I looked at it and I saw this 12/8 Siciliana time signature and I went,
hi, I'm John Clare. I hope you enjoyed that preview and we'll tune in for the full show Sunday night at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical at 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.